Kukhona ikhwaya ezosiculela.
There is a choir that will sing for us.
Ebizwa ngokuthi Abasha beBandla.
They are called Abasha beBandla, which is the youth of the congregation.
Ngizocela ukuthi basondele masinyane basiculela.
We'll ask them to quickly come forward and sing for us.
Siyabonga. Ubaba umfundisi unzima ushadile.
Reverend Nzima is married.
unonkosikazi oyedwa kugcizelelwe lapho kubhalwe ngamagama amakhulu ukuthi unonkosikazi oyedwa.
It is clearly written that he has one female wife.
Kubhaliwe futhi ukuthi lowo unkosikazi oyedwa ungowesifazane kugcizelelwe lana.
And it is written and clearly underlined that she is a female.
Igama likamama wakwanzima lingukhumbuzile Nzima.
His wife's name is Khumbuzile Nzima.
Unabantwana nabazukulu nokho kachazi ukuthi bangaki.
And they have children, it doesn't say how many, and grandchildren.
Ubaba umfundisi uNzima esehlangane nenkosi wayesezwa ubizo uNkulunkulu embizele emsebenzini wakhe.
And having known the Lord already, the Lord called him to his work, his ministry in 1987.
Kwaku ngo
1987.
Emva kwalokho wayeseya kofunda iBhayibheli eBaptist Convention College.
And he went to go and study at the Baptist Convention College.
Waqala umsebenzi wenkosi eindaweni ezahlukeneyo.
And he started the work of the Lord in different places.
Waqala ukushumayela eNewcastle.
He started in Newcastle.
Endaweni lapho azalelwa khona.
In his hometown.
Waiseya eWembezi naso Pongolo.
He went to Wembezi as well and to Pongola.
Kulesi sikhathi ke njengamanje uNkulunkulu umbeke emandeni lapho ephethe khona ibandla.
And up until now, presently, he is in Mandeni at his church.
Ngo 2001. Ubaba uNzima waqhubi ifundo zakhe wathola isitifiketi sokushadisa nokululeka abantu ngaphambi komshado.
In 2001 he furthered his studies and he got his certificate to become a marriage officer and a premarital counselor.
Useshumayeleke ubaba uNzima emsakazweni eminingi eyahlukeneyo nasemphakathini eminingi eyahlukeneyo nasezikoleni ngokunjalo.
He has preached in many schools, on many radio stations, and in many communities.
Namhlanje naku uNkulunkulu umnike ithuba lokuthi eze azokhuluma nathi.
And today, the Lord has given him the opportunity to come and speak to us. And so we would like to give him that opportunity.
Ngiqala ngokubingelela ubaba umfundisi uStekeni noma engekho phakathi kwethu.
Firstly, I would like to start by greeting Reverend Steken, even though he is not with us.
Ngibingelele i-management yala ekhaya emishini kwasiza abantu.
And I want to greet the management of Kwasiza Bantu Mission.
Ngibingelele ihambeli zonke ezikhona.
And all the dignitaries that are here with us.
Kakhulu izinceku zikaNkulunkulu.
Especially the servants of the Lord.
Egameni lenkosi nomsindisi wethu Jesu.
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Ngiqale ngokuthi ngibonge kakhulu uNkulunkulu ukuthi umunwe wakhe ungikhombe ukuthi ngiphinde ngimelana namhlanje.
And I want to thank the Lord that his finger pointed at me that I could speak to you today.
Asikwazanga ukuba nawe lo mhlangano eminyakeni edlule ngenxa yesimo ebesinaso se-COVID.
In years past, we were not able to meet together because of the COVID pandemic.
So ngiyambonga kuNkulunkulu ukuthi asinikeze ithuba elinjena namuhla.
And I thank the Lord for this opportunity that we have today.
Ngiyathanda ukuthi sibuke izwi lenkosi kanye kanye.
I would like us to look at God's word together.
Ngizoxolisa ke kakhulu ukuthi mhlawumbe ke uma ngisuke ngimi la kuba nezinto ezenzeka empilweni yami engingakwazi ukuyikontrola.
Let me just say, I apologize that there are some things while I'm standing here that happened to my body that I cannot control.
Ngisathola isimemo esivela kwaSizabantu Mission.
When I received the invitation from kwaSizabantu Mission,
ngiye ngamcela uNkulunkulu ukuthi Nkosi bengingalindele.
And I asked the Lord and I spoke to the Lord and said, Lord, I was not expecting this.
Nganginomcabango ke wokuthi since ngangikade ngila ngo 2017 mhlawumbe ke akusezukwenzeka ngiphinde ngimela.
And I had a thought that I stood here in 2017, so I don't think that I will get another opportunity.
Ngicela ke sifunde izwi lenkosi kanye kanye. Sifunda incwadi kaJohane ivangeli.
Let us open God's word together to the Gospel of John.
Siyakholwa ke Dr. Sithole ninoshando ukuthi niyavala amehlo nje la khona siphambuka ngenxa yama translations amadala.
Now if we maybe just with the old translations we might find that we get a bit confused in the way.
Ngizocela sifunda uJohane ivangeli uchapter 17.
So shall we open the Bible to John chapter 17?
Sizofunda amavesi awu 9 oqala.
And we'll read the first 9 verses.
The Gospel of St. John, chapter 17, verse 1, siya ku verse 9. UJesu wakhuluma lokhu, wayesephakamisa amehlo akhe ezulwini. Wathi, Baba, isikhathi sifikile. Khazimulisa indodana yakho ukuze indodana ikukhazimulise wena njengalokhu uyiphile amandla phenyama yonke ukuba bonke oyiphe bona ibaphe ukuphila okuphakade. Ukuphila okuphakade ilokhu kuba bazi wena Baba wedwa oqinisileyo nomthumileyo uJesu Kristu.
Start reading from the first verse. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all flesh, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him.
Verse 4, Ngikukhazimulisile emhlabeni. Ngifeze umsebenzi ongiphe wona ukuba ngiwenze.
Verse 4, I glorified you on earth, having accomplished the work that you gave me to do.
Manje ke ngikhazimulise wena Baba kuwe uqobo.
And now Father, glorify me in your own presence.
Ngenkazimulo ebenginayo ngikuwe izwe lingakabikho.
And the glory that I had with you before the world existed.
Ngibonakalisile igama lakho kubantu ongiphe bona kwabasezweni.
I have manifested your name to the people whom you gave me out of the world.
Babe ngabakho wangipha bona baligcinile izwi lakho.
Yours they were, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word.
Sebazi ukuthi konke ongiphe khona kuvela kuwe.
Now they know that everything that you have given me is from you.
Ngokuba amazwi ongiphe wona ngibaphile wona.
For I have given them the words that you gave me.
Bawamukele bazi ukuthi isibili ukuthi ngavela kuwe. Bakholwa ukuthi wangithuma wena.
And they have received them and have come to know in truth that I came from you.
Ngiyabakhulekela bona, angikhulekeli izwe.
And they have believed that you sent me. I am praying for them. I am not praying for the world.
Kepha labo ongiphe bona ukuba bangabakho.
But for those whom you have given me, for they are yours.
Asithandaz.
Shall we pray?
Siyabonga baba wethu ongcwele. Siyabonga baba egameni lika Jesu.
Our Holy Father, we thank you. We thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Emini Nkosi siphambi kwakho.
This midday, Lord, we are before you.
Siyacela uNkulunkulu moya ongcwele yima nathi kule ndawo.
And we pray, Lord, may God, Holy Spirit, be with us.
Ukuze lidunyiswe libongwe igama lika Jesu.
So that the name of our Lord Jesus be honored and praised.
Amen.
Amen.
Lapha ngithanda ukuba sibukeke mhlambe indaba esithinta emsebenzini uNkulunkulu asibizele kuwo njengabantwana bakhe.
I would like us to look at this matter which touches us, especially we who have been called by him.
Lapha ke isihloko sami siye sathi othumile nothunyiweyo.
The theme is the one who has been sent and the one who is being sent.
Ngithandile ke uNkulunkulu moya ingcwele embula le ndaba yokuthi ake sikhulume sibuke le ndaba yokubizwa.
The Spirit revealed this and said, let us look at this matter of being called.
Ngokwezwi likaNkulunkulu, iBhayibheli lifundisa ukuthi bonke abantu babiziwe ukuphuma emusweni wobumnyama bangene emusweni wakhe omangalisayo.
God's word tells us that everyone has been called to come out the world of darkness and go into the kingdom of light.
Bese kuthi ke kulabo ababiziwe babizwa bonke bephuma ezonweni. Bese ke kuba khona labo ababizwa bebizelwa umsebenzi othize uNkulunkulu abadinga kuwo.
And all have been called to come out of a life of sin. And then there are those that have been called to do a specific task for God.
Uyakhumbula ukuthi uJesu wayengenabo abafundi abawu-12 kuphela.
Now we need to remember that Jesus did not only have 12 disciples.
Kunabanye abafundi iBhayibheli elithi babe u-70.
The Bible tells us that there were 70 other disciples.
Kodwa uma ulalela kahle uJesu ubesebenza nalaba abawu-12 kakhulukazi.
But if we pay careful attention, we see that Jesus specially worked with these 12.
Kwase kuthi ke phakathi kwalaba awu-12 wayesethatha futhi abathathu wabasondeza kuye wasebenza nabo.
And out of these 12, he chose 3 and took them to the side and worked even more with them.
Loku ke kusibonisa ke ukuthi zikhona izindlela ezahlukenewe la uNkulunkulu engibizele khona nala ekubizele khona.
And that shows us that there are different places where the Lord has called you and me.
Uma ke sikhuluma ngalamazwi athi njengalokhu uNkulunkulu engithumile ngiyanthuma nani.
And if we look at these words, as I have called you, I send you.
IBhayibheli ke uma ufunda kahle ube khuluma la eqondise kulaba bantu abawu12.
Where in God's word here, the Lord Jesus is referring to the 12.
Kodwa ke akasho ukuthi njengoba ethuma laba abanye abaningi ababiziweyo abathunyiwe bona.
And he does not say, as I now send these 12, the others, that they are not sent.
Ngamazwi amafishane ngingathi njengoba sila sonke sibiziwe kodwa igabeni ezahlukeneyo.
And just to summarize, all of us here have been sent, but in different forms.
Kodwa la ngiyathanda kakhulu ukuthi ngistike noma ngime kakhulukazi kulaba ababiziwe bagcotshwa bahlukaniselwa umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu.
But I want to stick to this and emphasize this, speak especially about those who have been specially anointed to preach the gospel.
Funeka sikhumbule lokhu bazalwane ukuthi ngokusebenza kukaNkulunkulu ukuthi angibeke kwindawo ethile ukuze angisebenzise akangenzi ngibe ngcono kunalabo abanye abantu abasebenzayo ngoba iBhayibheli lithi sinjengamalungu omzimba.
Now we need to understand, if God has chosen you specifically to do a higher calling, that does not mean that you are better than anyone else, because the Bible says we are all part of one body.
Loku ke kunezinto ezimbili okuyayidala mhlawumbe ukuthi ekugcineni kosuku umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu ungahambi kahle.
And it has two points. And if these do not go well, God's work does not go well.
Uthola ukuthi abazalwane ababiziweyo baphuma ezoneni ngoba iqiniso abazalwane sithunywe sonke.
Those brethren who have been called out of sin have been sent. But the truth is, all of us have been sent.
Manje uthola ukuthi ke uma seqhutshekwa kusetshenzwa kuba khona lokubukana kube sengathi umsebenzi ngowalaba awusiwe walaba kufanele kusebenze lapho.
And then the time comes where we start looking at each other and saying, but this work is for so and so and is not for so and so.
Uma ufika mhlawumbe ke emabandleni ethu,
and if we come to our churches,
uye uthola ukuthi umfundisi kufanele kube nguye oshumayelayo owenza yonke into ebandleni bese kusetshenziswa igama elithi ngoba yena ubiziwe.
Whether minister who is there, the preacher there, will direct and say this is how it will be, and everyone will refer to, but the preacher said this.
Bekuswelekele ukuthi sazi ukuthi noma nathi singagcotshwanga kodwa sibiziwe ukuthi sishumayele umbuso kaNkulunkulu la sikhona, sigcotshiwe asigcotshwanga.
And to understand that even though you have not been anointed, there where you are, you need to preach the gospel of God.
Kodwa ke ngicela ukuthi ngime kakhulu ngapha kulaba abagcotshiweyo.
Sorry, preach the kingdom of God, but I would like to emphasize those who have been anointed.
Kunento la engifise ukuthi siyibuke uma ngithi othumileyo nothunyilweyo.
Now, if we can just go to this, the one who has been, who is the messenger, and the one who is anointed and the one who is sent out.
Engithanda sikubukela ke bazalwane ukuthi laba ababiziweyo baze bagcotshwa ngoba igama elithi anoint lisho ukuthi laba bantu bahlukaniselwe lo msebenzi uNkulunkulu ababizele kuwo.
Now if we look at this anointing, this word to be anointed means that you have been taken out of the others to do a specific work.
So ke labo bantu ke bangabantu ababhekekile yiko ngithi ngifuna ke sikhulume ngabo kafishane.
And those have really been chosen specifically, and that is why I want to speak about them.
Engifuna sikubone la, ngifisa sibone ukuthi lo muntu obiziweyo kufanele ukuthi bazane nalo ombizileyo.
Now we need to know, he who is called must know who the one is who has called them.
Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi kuyenzeka sibizwe kodwa singamazisiso sibizileyo.
There is the time when we are called, but we do not truly know who the one is who has called us.
Kuyenzeka ke sometimes ngenxa yamadoctrines amabandla ethu.
Now, because of the different doctrines in our churches,
size sigcine mhlambe sesebenzisa eyethu indlela yobizo.
We end up using our way of being called.
Njengoba sihlangene la mhlambe uma singathi asichaze baningi ababiziwe ngendlela ezahlukeneyo okungathi egcineni ubone ukuthi kukhona abantu abangamazi babizileyo.
And as we are here, we can all testify that we have been called, and yet we do not know who the one is who has called us.
Yabona uma sibuka uNkulunkulu ebiza umuntu.
Now, if we look at God calling a person,
kakhulukazi uma loyo efuna ukumsebenzisa,
especially if God wants to use that one.
Uma sifundizwe kaNkulunkulu sibuka ngoMoses.
If we read God's word and look at Moses,
kungathi inqoqo yakhe noMoses bezama ukwazana. Yathatha isikhathi kungazicisha ucabanga ukuthi kwaba yidelay.
And if we look at the time that Moses and the Lord spent together where they got to know each other, you can almost say it was as if it was a delay in time. When Moses saw the burning bush, when he saw this burning bush, he had a question. But God's concern when he got there,
akamniki impendulo yokuthi isihlahla sishelani.
The answer from God is not why the bush is burning,
futhi why singashi,
and why it does not become ash.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu uqoqa le ndaba yobizo lwakhe kuMoses.
But God is busy speaking to Moses about his calling.
Besahlezi laphana kuze kufika la uMoses ebuza lo mbuzo ukuthi kodwa Nkosi mina ngingubani.
And they got to the point where Moses asked God, but who am I?
Uma ke ezama uNkulunkulu ukuletha impendulo kuMoses, uyaqhubeka uMoses uthi wena ke uNkulunkulu ungubani ke.
When God gave Moses the answer, then Moses turned and said, but God, who are you?
Ngoba uMoses sengathi uyibonile lento yokuthi angisuvuma ngithunywe umuntu engingamazi kahle, kodwa kufuneka lo muntu ongithumileyo ngimazi kahle, noma ngimrepresenta la ngiya khona kodwa kube ngumuntu engimazi.
When Moses understood this secret, where he did not just say, well, who is the one who's sending? I need to know who it is who is sending me so that I can represent him.
Kwesinye isikhathi uma sikhuluma sixoxa sisodwa njengabathunywa nanjengababiziweyo,
and as we sometimes will talk together as those who have been sent and those who are called,
kukhona izinto ezwakalayo ukuthi no uhambi ubizo lwethu aluhambi kahle.
And there are things you can pick up and you can realize that that calling is not going well.
Kuze kube sengathi besingathi uma sisuka la abanye bethu ake bayoyilungisa kahle indaba yobizo lwabo.
That we can even say that as we part, may there be some that first fix that way of them being called.
Mhlambe ke ake ngikhulume ngiqonde kithina abantsundu.
And if I could please direct this at us Africans.
Kuyenzeka sigcotshwe ngenxa yezathu.
There are times when we will be anointed because of certain reasons.
Kodwa singazange sibizwe uNkulunkulu.
But we have never been called by God.
Kube influence nesidingo sokuthi kuyadingeka kube khona umuntu ozohola bese ke uyathathwa uyamiswa.
And it is because of circumstance or need that we need someone to lead, and then you jump into that position.
Into engabukeki ke lapho ukuthi lo muntu esimbisayo uNkulunkulu umbizile yena na noma yithi njengabantu esimbizayo na.
And the question arises, the one that we have put there, has God placed them there, or have we as people put them there?
Uma ubuyele muva.
If we go,
sibuka abantu ababiziweyo.
We go back and look at those who have been called.
Simbonile uMoses.
We saw Moses.
uMoses uyibuze kwaze kwakathathi imbuzo.
Moses asked questions up to 3 times.
Ubuza ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngoba nolimi lwama lukho right. Kodwa uNkulunkulu yini le ofuna ukungithuma kuFaro?
When Moses even said, but Lord, I cannot speak, my tongue, I stutter. But what is it you want me to go and bring to Pharaoh?
Okusho ukuthi bazalwane, umuntu ngamunye uma ebizwa nguNkulunkulu, unikeza ithuba lokubuza imibuzo ofanele ibuze.
Each and everyone who is called is given an opportunity to ask the questions.
Ngoba uma kungenjalo, sizokwenza amaphutha endleleni.
Because if it is not so, we will make mistakes along the way.
Uma ngiyibuka lento mhlambe ngayifanisa nesikhathi esiphila kuso.
And if I look at this matter, I can refer to the time we live in.
Njoba nizwile sinabazukulu lapha ekhaya.
As you heard, we have grandchildren here at home.
Kukhona umzukulu wethu osheshayo.
We have a grandchild that is very quick.
Uma uthi uyamthuma umezwile ukuthi umthumani abe segijima engakezwe ukuthi lento umthuma yoni laphi.
Or if they just hear that you have been sent, they are on their way without understanding what they are sent for.
Uma sesebuya ezosho ukuthi lento adumthume yona akayitholi bese umbuza ukuthi bengithe ikuphi athangazi.
And then when it comes back and says, well, that you're looking for, I couldn't find it. And you ask them, but where did I say you must look for it? Said, I don't know.
Kwesinye isikhathi ikhona le ntshiseko yokuthi noma ngibiziwe kodwa ngingezwisisi kahle ukuthi ubani lo ongibizileyo.
We know that we have been called, but we do not truly understand who is the one who has called us.
Okwenza ukuthi ke lokho ngibadida abazalwane endleleni.
And that causes confusion among the brethren along the way.
Again, mbuke lokhu bazalwane.
Let's look at like this, brethren.
La emsebenzini esiwenzayo.
And the work that we do.
Ngizocela ukuthi abazalwane bayizwe kahle lento engifisa ukuyisho.
And I would ask the brethren to understand it, what I'm trying to say.
Ungakuzwa kanjani umuntu obiziweyo?
How can you see and understand a one who has really been called?
Lo muntu obiziweyo ugcotshiwe.
And that the one who is called has been anointed.
Mhlawumbe una 10 una 15 years akakaze nje a convince isoni empilweni yakhe yonke.
Maybe for 10 to 15 years they've never convinced a sinner in their life.
Lo muntu uzwe kahle lo muntu ombizileyo.
Has that one truly heard who he's been called by?
Kuyezwakala ukuthi ikhona into angayizwanga, yini angayenzi into ayithunyiweyo.
You understand there's something they did not hear, they did not know what they are being called for.
UJesu uthunywe nomlayezo.
Jesus was sent with a message.
And the layezo bane akawutholanga late ene lomthandazo uthole noma lomlayezo awunikizweyo uthole before uJesu azalwe lomlayezo wawusukhona uma ufunda Isaiah 61.
And the message that he received, he did not receive it late. He actually received it before he was born, and we can read that in Isaiah 61.
Ngamanye amazwi uJesu uze azi into azoyenza.
In other words, Jesus came knowing what he would do.
Umethuma abafundi bakhe uyabanikeza into abazoyenza.
Sending his disciples, he gives them that which they will do.
Futhi uyabanikeza ukuthi bazoyenza kanjani.
And also give them the instruction how they will do it.
Uma kumuntu ebiziweke ingekho into ayenzayo kulento athubizelwe yona, ubizwe kanjani?
If someone says he is called and does not do anything in that calling, what kind of calling is that?
Ngendlela engizwa ngayo sengathi khona into efanele siyilungise.
If I look at this, there's something that we need to make right.
Umuntu obizweyo siyabuka lapha ku Joshua ngithi I mean kuma Judges chapter 6 sibona lapha uGideon.
If we look at Judges chapter 6 we see Gideon.
Uma uNkulunkulu efuna ukumthuma uthi inkosi qinisekisa ukuthi ngelakhe iphimbe elikhulumayo.
When God wanted to send Gideon, Gideon said, "Please give me the assurance that it is your voice speaking to me."
Uthi yenza inkosi isibonakaliso sokuthi kulala amazolo la ngakusasa uma kunamazolo ngizokwazi ukuthi nguwe inkosi ongibizileyo.
And asking God, please, may the dew be over here. And if I come the next morning, it is so. I know it is you who have
called me. Ngikuko bazalwane ukuthi asiqiniseke ukuthi sibizwe kanjani lo muntu osibizileyo siyamazi na sizokwazi ukukhuluma ngaye kwabanye abantu na.
And please, we need to make that assurance. Know that who is the one who has called us. And as we pass on the message, will we know the one who has called us?
Uma sibuyela, sibuka uJesu.
If we come back and look at Jesus,
uNkulunkulu wenze sonke isiqinisekiso sokuthi uJesu nguye ofanele ukuze emhlabeni.
God made sure and understood and made everything right that it is Jesus that must come to this world.
Uma sifunda Isaiah lapha kumprofeti chapter 61 la kunamazwi khona athi umoya wenkosi uphezu kwami umoya wenkosi ungigqobile.
And in Isaiah chapter 61 we have this where we read that the Spirit of God has anointed me, Spirit of God has placed me there.
Ngamanye amazwi uJesu mayeza emhlabeni. Lithi iBhayibheli ngalesikhathi ezalwa uJesu mawufunda uLuke chapter 2 uverse 13 up to 14.
And indeed when Jesus came to this earth he already knew that God had sent him. We read that in Luke chapter 3 verse 13 and 14.
Ingilosi zam exhorta uJesu zamletha emhlabeni uma ufunda uverse 13 lithi uqaba lwebandla lasezulwini lwalumdumisa uNkulunkulu kwaba khona kanye nezingilosi bezokusho ukuthi lo uvela phezulu uyisithunywa.
And it was the angels that accompanied him. If we read in verse 13, we see that a whole host of angels were going with him. And they got, Jesus knew his mission.
Ngalesikhathi uJesu ebhabhadiswa, lithi iBhayibheli, ngalesikhathi ephuma, umoya kaNkulunkulu wehla kwaqhamuka izwi elithi lo uyindodana yami engithokozile ngayo izweni.
And when Jesus was baptized, as he came up out of the water, there was a voice that said, "This is my son. Listen to him."
Konke lokhu yisiqinisekiso sokuthi uJesu thunyiwe.
All of this is a confirmation that Jesus was sent.
Ngathi ngifunda la ngibuka ikhathi uJesu asho ngazi ukuthi uthunyiwe.
I was reading here the times that Jesus said that I've been called.
Cishe kusukela evangelini ngokaJohane chapter 4.
If we look from John chapter 4,
chapter 6, and chapter 7.
And chapter 7.
Kunamazwi amane khuluma la uJesu athi ubaba ongithumileyo.
Where Jesus said these words, "The Father has sent me."
Ngamanye amazwi uJesu uyaqinisekisa ukuthi ubani ongithumileyo ufuna ziwe ngabantu akhuluma kubo ukuthi ubani ongithumileyo.
Confirming that it is God. He knows who it is who has sent him, speaking to the people, showing them who has sent him.
Akungeke kube lula ukuthi singasho ukuthi sithunyiwe uma singalizwanga kahle izwi losithumileyo.
It will not be easy for us to say that we have been sent if we have not heard the one, the voice of the one who has sent us.
Kunezinto ezivelayo esihlangana nazo namhlanje ngenxa yokuthi kukhona abanye bethu abangalizwanga izwi ukuthi abazokwenzani la bethunywe khona.
There are things we meet up with today because of the ones that have not heard that voice of the one who has sent them.
Ene izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi labo bantu basebenzela izisu zabo ngoba bayiqonda into abayithunyiweyo.
And God's word tells us that they They work for their own stomachs because they do not understand what they have been.
Uma bebeyiqonda into abayithunyiweyo, bebengeke bakwazi ukuthi benze lezi zinto abazenzayo.
If they would understand what they truly have been sent for, they would not do these things.
Sinenhlupheko namhlanje, ningixolele befundisi.
We are troubled. We have problems. Excuse me, please.
Sinabantu abaqoqa imali ngegama lika Jesu.
There are those that gather money in the name of Jesus.
Bafike basebenzisa igama lika Jesu, bangabanikeza imessage ekufanele ngabe bayabanikeza, bathatha imali bahambe.
They come in the name of Jesus and do not pass on the message. They take the money and leave.
Ene lokhu kwenza kungabilula nakithi ukuthi sibone ababiziweyo nabangabizwanga.
And that does not make it clear who has been called and who hasn't been called.
Umuntu obiziweyo kumele amazi kahle ombizileyo.
He who has been called needs to know the one who has called him.
Okunye kufanele umuntu akwazi ombizileyo yilokhu.
Another way that which you will know the one who has called you is like this.
Fanele azi lo muntu obiziweyo nothunyiweyo ukuthi lo ngithumile yini ayifunayo nginayo yini lento angithuma nayo.
The one who is called and is the messenger needs to understand that the one who has given me the message, that I understand what it is.
Ngamanye amazwi bazalwane, uma engithuma akufanele ngisuke phambi kwakhe nginganazo lezi zinto anazo ngalento angithuma yona.
In other words, brethren, if you are sent, you cannot go on your way without having received that which you need to pass on.
Ake ngithi bazalwane, kufanele uma engithuma ngi understand the purpose yakhe.
Let me say it like this, brethren. If he has sent me, I need to understand his purpose.
Kufanele inhloso yakhe ibe inhloso yami.
And his goal must be my goal.
Kufanele ukuthi uma ngifika lapha ngithunywa khona abantu bezwe ukuthi inhloso yalo ongithumileyo akuyona inhloso yami.
When I get to the ones who I am bringing the message to, they need to understand it is the goal of the one who has sent me, not my goal.
That's why uJesu ekhuluma lamazwi athi, Baba, laba bazile ukuthi ngithunywe nguwe.
And that is why Jesus said, Father, they know that I have been sent by you.
Enebaze kanjani babona ngendlela enza ngayo ukuthi lo muntu uthunyiwe ubani omthumileyo.
And how did they know it? By the way that he did things. He understood who had sent him.
Enekungena nalento ke bazalwane.
And it brings me to this point, brethren.
Ngisilo ngathi ngiyathanda kakhulu kusondela kubathunywa banamuhla.
Where I said that I really want to come close to those who have been chosen.
Esinye zezinto bazalwane ezenza ukuthi ekugcineni kosuku sibe nabefundisi abahamba bayofuna amandla.
And that there are those that want, those children of God, ministers need to get the power.
Into eyenza abafuna amandla, abazange bamtshele lo obathumayo ukuthi angikwazi ukuhamba la mandla engekho.
And what causes them to ask for the power? Because they do not go to the one who has sent them and say, I need your power, God.
And there are those
that say, this which the ministers do, I can imitate.
And then
they do like when Samuel went to anoint David.
Uma uDavid eletha amadodana. USamuel wathi mayiqhamuka omunye avela athi uyeke lo umgcotshwa kaJehova.
And when the sons of Jesse were brought before Samuel, Samuel said, now this must be the one.
IBhayibheli ke lithi uSamuel wayebuka ngamehlo kodwa uNkulunkulu ebuka inhliziyo.
And the Bible tells us that Samuel looked with his eyes but God looked at the heart.
Ngamanye amazwi ke umuntu othunyiweyo kufanele ngalesikhathi ethunywa abe nesineke salomthumayo ukuthi baba ngizwa kahle nguwe ngithumayo ungithumaphi ungithumani.
who has been sent needs to understand the one who is sending him. Understand that, Father, you have given me this. Why are you sending me?
Asibuyele bazalwane sibuke ukuthi uma uNkulunkulu esibiza akukhanyi kahle ngesikhathi esibiza.
Now let us understand this. When God has called us, there needs to be a light when God has called us.
Lalelake into esilekelelayo uma uNkulunkulu esibiza. Lalelisisa kahle iphimbo lakhe. Musukujaha, musukusukuma, musukujaha ugijima ungezwanga ukuthi utheni lo ongibizileyo.
Take note, when you are called, give an ear. Take time to listen and understand what the one who has called you is saying to you.
Ngiyalekelela ukumazi lo okuthumileyo.
And it will help you to know the one who has sent you.
Uma ke sithunyiwe,
if we have been sent,
asithunywa umlayezo singanikwanga.
We cannot be sent without having a message that we will proclaim.
Elinye iphutha elenzekayo uma singathumekanga noma singabizwanga kahle.
And that is another mistake that happens if we have not been called in the right way.
Bazalwane sikhulume niqiniso, kukhona abantu abawuthandile nje umsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu.
Brethren, let us speak the truth. There are those that just liked God's work.
Okuyinto enhleke nokuthanda umsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu.
It is a good thing to like God's work.
Kodwa bekubalulekile uzu ukuthi lo muntu ongibizile nalo muntu ongithumayo yini angithume yona obana angithume kubo.
But it is good to understand who the sender is, what he has called you for, and to whom he has sent you.
Ngoba uma kungabanga njalo bazalwane kunezinto zethu esidingi esigcina sesikhuluma zona sesenza zona.
Because if it is not so, brethren, the time will come when we start saying our own things.
Yazi kade ngicabanga bazalwane ngale ndaba ye fivefold ministries.
And I was thinking of this fivefold ministries.
Sengathi uma ubuka ngokwezwi ubuka ngokwethu ingceku sengathi nje iposition nje leyo ukuthi sihlonishwe.
And if you look at this message and we as the ones bringing the message, it's as if all we want to do is be honored.
Sekwaba yona ndlela nje yokuthi uma sifika enkonzweni kuthiwa khona umpostoli, khona ubishopi, kukhona umprofeti, funeka sukume sime ngenyawo sengathi indaba yileyo.
As if it is all that when we are coming to a meeting, we say, here's an apostle, here's a prophet, and as if we're just waiting for that acclamation.
Sengathi le ndaba iqale kutheni laba bantu abamzwanga abanye babo lo babizileyo ukuthi ubabizele ukuthi benzeni.
The matter is here that they have not heard the one who has sent them and what he has sent them for.
Uma sifunda incwadi yabase Efesu,
if we read in Ephesians,
chapter 4 uma sifunda ngayo le ndaba esikhuluma ngayo.
And in chapter 4 and we read about this matter we are talking about.
Le ndaba ke yaleziphiwo iku verse 11 no verse 12.
And these gifts that are given to you find in verse 11 and 12.
Ngicela ke sifundene u13 bazalwane.
And if we can read verse 13.
Incwadi yabase Efesu chapter 4 verse 13.
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13.
Asiqale ku verse 12.
Let's start from verse 12.
Ukuze abangcwele bapheleliselwe umsebenzi wokukhonza kwakhiwe umzimba kaChrist.
To equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ.
Uma besazike bazalwane ukuthi uNkulunkulu maye sigcoba esinika leziphiwo yini le asigcobele yona.
If we would understand when we have been anointed by God, been given these gifts, what are these gifts that we have been given for?
Kwesinye isikhathi kumnandi nje ukuthi uma ngifikile kuthiwe indoda kaNkulunkulu.
Sometimes it is just pleasant when you come and the people say, this is a child, a man of God.
Kodwa mawubuka la esebenza khona nala ehlala khona ayikho into ehlukile ngaphandle kokuthi kube uyena yedwa obalulekile.
And if you look at what they do, where they stay, there's nothing there. Only thing you see is that this is an important person.
Abanye baba bayazi nemizi yabazalwana ababaholayo.
There are those that don't even know the homes of the ones that they But when they come into the service, we need to get up and stand. Is that what they've been anointed for?
All right,
let's pass on.
Point lamlesibili. Sibonile ukuthi lo muntu obizile wathuma nalothunyiweyo fanele bazane.
My second point is when the sender and the messenger they need to know each other.
Uma ke laba bantu ababili sabazene kufanele ke banikezane umlayezo.
And once they are acquainted and know each other, they need to pass on the message.
Uma umlalela kahle uMoses uyabuza ukuthi kodwa Nkosi, ngiyofika ngithini kuFaro?
And if we pay an ear and we listen, Moses said to God, "But God, what will I say to Pharaoh?"
Uthi uNkulunkulu kuMoses, "Lalela Moses. Njengoba ngila esahleni, ngehlile. Abantu bami eGibhithe bayahlupheka. Wena uzoya khona."
And God says, "Now Moses, as I am here in this bush, I have come down. But my children in Egypt, they are crying out."
Ngamanye amazwi Moses akafuna ukuhamba engazi ukuthi uzothini la ethunywe khona.
In other words, Moses does not want to go, not knowing what he will go and say.
Sometimes bazalwane siyakhala sithi abantu balikhuni abantu abayinikele enkosini abantu abamthanda uNkulunkulu bayamthanda abantu uNkulunkulu.
Sometimes we say they are stubborn, they don't love the Lord. People do love the Lord.
Yazi ngisabuka la umlando kaBaba Stekeni izolo.
As yesterday as we were looking at Reverend Stegen's history,
kuneyikhathi la ububona khona ukuthi umfundisi ubehamba hambe abuye abone ayisengathi la akuyona lento engiyithunyiwe.
Where he would go and would pause and say, "Is this? I'm not quite sure if this is what I've been saying."
Ngoba kukhona ikhathi la ahlala khona phansi akhale uNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu uyabona ukuthi lo muntu akasayizwa lento ayizwe eqaleni.
And where he would stop, go on his knees, cry to God. This was which the person heard in the beginning, they don't feel anymore. Now let us look at the message. We need to be sent with a message.
Hallelujah. Uma sibuka ke bazalwane ngiyacela nje uqedela kancane ngasemuva kukhona engaqedelanga lapha ekwazaneni kwalabo bantu.
Now if we can there's just a point that I did not mention at knowing the people.
Kukhona amazwi uNkulunkulu washilo. Uthi Nkosi ngiyabathandazela ukuthi njengoba Nkosi kade nginabo ubagcine esandleni sakho.
Where Jesus said, "I pray for them, Father, as I was with them, that you would still be with them."
Okusukuthi bazalwane ekuhambeni kwethu fanele sikulwele ukuthi uNkulunkulu uhamba nathi.
We brethren, in our walk, we need to fight for this, to know that God is with us.
Kuyenzeka ke bazalwane singakwazi ukuhamba naye sometimes ngoba kunezinto ezivela endleleni.
There are times when we cannot walk with God because things arise on the way. And they are the enemies of the ones who are sent. There's the one that is prosperity.
Uma umzalwane ke waphumelela emsebenzini awenzayo, ipride ivele imthathe imbeke kwelinyiso.
If you have prospered in what you do, pride just comes over you.
Uma ngabe kuyingceku ebandleni abantu abafuna ukuza kuye funeka benyuke ngeyitebhisi.
And if he is a servant in the church, people need to climb stairs to get to him.
Yini indaba uyaphumelela?
Why is that? Because they prosper.
Ene kufanele sikulwele ekuthunyweni kwethu ukuthi Nkosi usahamba nami na.
And that is why we need to fight for this. God, are you still with me?
Ngoba kwesinye isikhathi ngenxa yempumelelo ngithola sengihamba ngedwa. Azasho uNkulunkulu ukuthi waze wabhizi bo.
And in your prosperity, you find yourself walking alone. And God says, oh, but how busy you are.
Yazi ngikhumbula enye inceku. Ithi yathi ithandaza ikhuluma noNkulunkulu. UNkulunkulu waphendula wathi, hey, uyangithanda kodwa ngilahlekelwe nguwe. You love me, but I miss you. Uyasebenza lo muntu kodwa uNkulunkulu abasaxhumene naye. Eneseyimthatha impumelelo yamenza wahamba yedwa.
This person was on fire for God, but now they walk alone. This being prosperous has moved them away from God.
Hallelujah. Asibukeke bazalwane umlayezo.
Now let us look at the message, brethren.
Ele bazalwane ngithe qaleni khona laba ababizwe bephuma ezonweni sihamba nabo. Sibizwe sonke bazalwane. Kodwa ngithe entshumayelweni yami ake ngithagethe abafowethu. Ozwa abantu bekubuza bathi hawu kodwa nabefundisi kanti uma benje senzani.
As I said, there are those that are called to come out of sin. And then you go along and then you find the brethren, servants of God. And then people ask, but what has happened to them? What is going on in their lives?
Ake sifundeke le message bazalwane. Njengoba ngithi message ka Jesu Isaiah 61. Uma ufunda Luke chapter 4, ufunda verse 18, uJesu uyayirepeater. Les profeto layethi khona umoya wenkosi uphezu kwami umoya wenkosi ungcobile.
As we read in Isaiah 61 and then in Luke chapter 4, where the Lord says that the Spirit of God is upon me, the Spirit of God has sent me.
Abesebalake izinto amthume zona. Ngithi verse 2 asifundeni bazalwane.
And then let us read that, brethren, where the Spirit, what it is that he has sent him for.
Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 3. Sifundeleni bazalwane.
Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 3. Isaiah 61.
Okay, you can read it.
From verse 1. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound. In other words, this is the message that has been given to those who are called.
Uma ufunda lelizwi noma lamavesi, iministry kaJesu iphelele la.
If we see these words, the ministry of our Lord Jesus is complete.
Uma ke bazalwane singashumayeli ivangeli ngalendlela esithunywe ngayo, yini esishumayelayo ebantwini?
If we do not preach the word of God as we have been sent, what is it that we preach to people?
Uma besingezwanga ngesikhathi sibizwa sithunywa, befanele sinike isikhathi sokuhlala phansi simbuze uNkulunkulu. Nkosi, yini ongithume yona? Ngithini la ngithunywe khona?
If we have not heard and we had not given us time to hear and understand what it is and where it is that the Lord has sent us to.
Uma ufunda incwadi kaJohane ivangeli uchapter 21 chapter 20 verse 20.
If we read in John chapter 21 verse 20.
Ngalesikhathi bazalwane ilamazwi la la ku verse 21 la kuthiwa khona njengoloku uNkulunkulu engithumile ngiyanthuma nina. Lapha ngenhla uma ufunda amaverse alandelayo lithi iBhayibheli uma ibonakalisa kubafundi bakhe bathu uma bebona amanxeba ezandleni bebona nenxeba ohlangothini lithi iBhayibheli bathokoza uma beyibona inkosi.
And if we read those words, that as I have called you, so send I you. And then thereafter, the Lord appeared to them with his wounds, where they saw the wounds on his hands and the wounds on his side.
Uyasi mtsabuke lawo mazwi sengathi bathi laba bantu siyayithola ke message la.
And when I read those words, I understand that they saw and understood the message they had.
Ngoba phela uma uJesu wayengavukanga namanxeba ibingekho message abazoyishumayela.
If Jesus had not gotten had arisen with those wounds, there would have been nothing for them to pass on.
Ngoba kuyiphelelisayo noma kuphelelisayo umlayezo kaJesu ukuthi uJesu yewahlupheka, uJesu wabethelwa, uJesu wafa, uJesu wavuka, uJesu wanyukele ezulwini, i message ephelele.
That completed the message of our Lord Jesus, who suffered for us, who died for us, who was risen from the dead and has gone up to heaven.
Uma singazazi lezi zinto bazalwane thina sibiziweyo sizoshumayela izinto zethu.
If we do not know this message, brethren, we will preach our own things.
Ene sizobafunza abantu izinto esingathunywanga zona.
And we will feed them things which we have not been sent for.
Yingakho namhlanje bazalwane kulandelwa imangaliso endaweni kushunyayezwa abantu iqiniso.
And that is why people are now running after miracles instead of preaching the truth.
Hallelujah. Siyabuka ke umlayezo abawuthunyiweyo.
And the message we are looking at to those that have been sent.
Uma ulalela ukubizwa komphostoli Paul.
If we look at the calling of the Apostle Paul.
Emva kokuba eshaywe yilokakhanya wawa phansi.
Having been struck down by that great light and was on the floor.
Umevuka phansi uyabuza ukuthi Nkosi kwenze njani uthi ke uJesu omzingelayo.
As he got up from the ground, he said, Lord, who is it? And he said, it is he whom you are persecuting.
Usethi ke lalela ke mafundi chapter 26 incwadi yama Acts 26.
If we read in Acts chapter 26,
ake sifunde bazalwane verse 17 and 18.
And we'll read verse 17 and 18. Acts chapter 26, verse 17 and 18. Verse 17, delivering you from your people and from the Gentiles,
yeah,
to whom I am sending you.
Verse 18.
To open their eyes, so that they may turn from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan to God, that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me.
Uma bazalwane ngokwezwi siyaqaphela lamazwi esiwafundayo manje amazwi afanayo namazwi alapha kuIsaiah 61.
Now if we look at these words in the Bible, we see that they are the same words as in Isaiah 61.
Namuhla sishumayela ukuthi abantu bazotholana.
Today we preach. What do we preach? What will people get?
Asisho lutho ngezinto uNkulunkulu asithume zona ebantwini.
We don't preach about anything that the Lord has sent us to people.
Uthi lalela wemphostoli mina nguthumele kwabezizwe ukuba wena uvule amehlwabo.
Where he said, now listen, Apostle Paul, I am sending you to the Gentiles so that you can open their eyes.
Uma singenayo umlayezo esizowusho kubantu, sizokhuluma izinto esizosenza sizuze ngabo.
If we do not go with the message from God, what will we say that will win them over?
Eniyahluphake lento ngoba nabazalwane bethu.
Now this is
siyawaphatha nje amaBhayibheli abantu badlale ngathi siphethe iBhayibheli.
Now this is troublesome that we go to people and they play around with us. They also just have their Bibles.
Uma ungabuza ukuthi ngalesasikhathi abantu babephuzisa upetrol, lalilaphi iBhayibheli?
And that time
lesikhathi abantu benikeza upetrol.
That time when the people were giving petrol, where was the Bible?
Enisi likaNkulunkulu belikhona. Kodwa ke nathi sineswa ke thina abantu abalandelayo asisibe abantu abalibukayo izwi lenkosi asifani nabantu baseBeria.
God's word was there, But now we do our own things. We are not the same as those people.
Elithi iBhayibheli abantu baseBeria babe bahle. Kwakuthi mabelalela umphostoli eShumayela, babuye bayihlola ukuthi zinjalo yini lezo zinto.
And the people of Berea were good. Because after the Apostle Paul had spoken, they took God's word to confirm what he had said.
Namhlanje badlala ngathi abantu ngoAmen. Kwezwakala abaselwane. Angathi nje hallelujah, amen. Nizwe kahle bazalwane, angisho ukuthi asingasho njalo. Kodwa umuntu make wathi hallelujah, hallelujah bazalwane, angabathinga angabenzisa noma yini ayithandayo.
And then people just play around us with amen and hallelujah. I'm not saying that we must not say it. But then when people are just saying amen and hallelujah, the preacher ends up just doing what the congregation wants him to do.
Uma umuntu ethunyiwe kufanele aqinisekise ukuthi umlayezo uclear noma uzwakala kahle kuye.
When someone has been sent, you need to make sure that the message is clear and is even understood by him.
Yazi sekukhona nale style abazalwane. Ngixole bazalwane ngikhuluma ngezinto ezikhona.
Now nowadays we find a certain style. Now please excuse me, I'm speaking of things that are the truth.
Kakhulukazi abefundisi bethu abasha ningithethelele befundisi kodwa ngizama ukuletha izinto ezizosiza.
Especially the young preachers, forgive me, but I'm bringing you something that will help you.
Uma ngena umlayezo uzosihlabelelisa asihlabelelise athi uma efika la ngaphambili akhulume ngezilimi athatha half an hour wonke engathi ungazi usukume uyothe ayithula.
Where you find they have no message, they just come up and they speak in tongues, so much so that after half an hour you want to get up and say keep quiet.
Ngoba kulezinsuku bazalwane naleyilimi sakhona asihunyushwa ntombi. Njengoba eqedwe half an hour nje ukhuluma into yakhe yedwa ozothi uma eqedala avala iBhayibheli lakhe singazi bethi.
And speaking for half an hour, speaking their own language, so much so that when they close their Bible, think, what did they actually say?
Ngokwezwi likaNkulunkulu bekufanele ukuthi uma ekhuluma izilimi zakhe engezuhunyushwa avule lo mnyango angene yedwa ayokhuluma noNkulunkulu asiyeke thina.
And according to God's word, if the one is in front and is speaking in tongues and no one understands, they should go into that door and be alone.
Kufanele lo muntu oshumayelayo lo nikeza umlayezo. Kufanele yazi kahle intando yalo ongumnikazi womlayezo.
The one who is the messenger needs to know, the sender needs to know exactly what the message is that the sender is giving him.
Uma ngedlulisa lo mlayezo kufuneka ngiqinisekise ukuthi lo mlayezo engwedlulisayo yiwo lo ovela le.
And when you get the message, you need to confirm and make sure it is exactly the message that I have been given by the sender.
Ukuzeke ukuthi makunomphumela ngiqinisekise ukuthi yiwo lo mlayezo.
So that when you see the results, it is because you have made sure that it is that message.
And le message ke bazalwane isezwini. Hallelujah.
This message, brethren, is in the word.
And uma sifunda incwadi ka Timothy yesibili sahluko sesine uverse 2 ingako umpostoli ethi we Timothy shumayela izwi kuyisikhathi kungesizo shumayela izwi.
And if we read in 2 Timothy chapter 4 where Paul, the apostle Paul, says to Timothy, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season.
Yazi webazalwane kwesinye isikhathi nathi thina njenge audience sometimes.
Now the problem, brethren, that we as the audience sometimes
bayasivumisa.
They make us agree.
Thake sithi amen ngapha.
And they even say on this side, let's say amen.
Sifine sithi amen ngapha.
And we say amen on this side.
mase shonjalo ke sengasho noma yini uamen wenjizela nje ngoba phela uamen besiqonda ukuthi sithi kunjalo according izwi.
And now because they've said amen, they can say whatever they want, where we understand that the true word of amen means may it be so.
Hallelujah. Sibizelwe bazalwane ukuba sishumayele ubukhosi balowo sibizileyo.
We have been called to preach the kingship of the one who has sent us.
Enukushumayela ubukhosi balowo sibizileyo siyakubonakalisa njengoJesu. Bazalwane uJesu bengafuni kuvele yena, kodwa uJesu kuyo yonke into ayenzayo befuna kuvela mthumileyo.
And that kingship which we can see is in the Lord Jesus. But the Lord Jesus said all of this because he wanted us to see the one who had sent him.
Kodwa sinalelishwa ke bazalwane masishumayela siyathanda kuvele thina.
But we have this problem that when we preach, we want to be seen.
Yabona umshumayeli mayiqeda ukushumayela sesimshaye emahlombe. Hallelujah. Naye uvela abone kahle ukuthi ay lento ebengiyisho yiyo noma ingesiyo ngoba siyayithanda sithi amen.
And then when the preacher has finished preaching, we tap him on the shoulder and he thinks, well, that is it what I had to say, because they just saying amen and they're going making you happy.
Kunezwi likaNkulunkulu elapha encwadini kaAmos umprophet.
There's a word in the prophet Amos.
Elithi abantu ababili bangahamba bengavume, chapter 3 verse 3.
In chapter 3 verse 3.
Ngamanye amazwi bazalwane, uma ngithunywe nguJesu, angishumayele ngithunywe kona, angishumayele okuvela kuJesu. Uma ngingasena i-message, angiye kuNkulunkulu Nkosi. Zothini kulaba bantu?
Where the two walk together and are one. So when you have a message, go back to God. Say, ask, confirm that the message that I have, is it a message that is from you?
Say ibe clear ke noma seyazi kahle message ekufanele ishumayele. Lo muntu othunyiweyo.
And when the one who has been sent is sure that that is the message that has been given.
Ngithe ngizokhuluma kakhulukazi nezinceke ezigcotshiweyo.
As I said that I will speak to the servants that are anointed.
Kodwa nathi njengabazalwane sithunyiwe.
And we as brethren have also been sent.
Enumlayezo esinawo bazalwane yilo ukuthi uJesu uyasindisa.
And the message that we have is that Jesus saves.
Ungakhalela ukume pulpit. Hayi ngeke ngajabula bazalwane kule fike liphelile.
And don't you desire to be the one that always stands on the pulpit? Now this past week I was overjoyed.
Ngeke ngajabula last week bazalwane.
I was very happy last week.
Ngizumsinjwana erenki yangakithi.
I heard a commotion at our rank, taxi rank.
Mangithi ngiyalalela ngiyakulomsindo ngifika intombazanyana.
And when I got to this commotion and noise, I found a young girl.
Iphethe loudspeaker.
She had a loudspeaker.
Eniyakijima rank. Hallelujah.
Running up and down at the taxi rank.
Eni memezela ithi nguye loyo yedwa uJesu wase Nazareth okwazi ukushintsha imilo zabantu.
When she said that is only he, Jesus of Nazareth.
Ngijatshuliswa ukuthi intombazane le kodwa inamahloni ngegama lika Jesu.
That can save, and we are happy, they are happy because it's a young girl, but she had the message. Only Jesus can save.
Khona lento eyayingihluphe bazalwane.
There is this that also troubles me, brethren.
Kuzwakala kahle ni bazalwane ukuthi uqashwe la usebenza khona kungaziwa ukuthi usindisiwe.
Do you understand this, that you are hired there where you work and it is not known that you are saved?
Abantu bahlupheka ngoJesu bengakwazi ukwazi ngoJesu khona usindisiwe umfihli.
Where the people are speaking about Jesus and they do not know and I don't understand that you have been saved by the Lord.
Elengifisa ukugcizelela le ndaba yokuthi wena omaziyo uJesu thunyiwe la ukhona qiniseka uJesu uyaziwa.
Now let me confirm this with you as well. There where you are, may everyone know and see that you have been saved by the Lord Jesus.
Uyazi ngithanda abantu abaphuzayo.
You know what? I like those who drink.
Yabona umuntu ophuzayo angafika kwakho ngo 1. Ngo 2 uyazi kuphuzwa phi. Noma ngabe uvela kude kanjani. Sengathi uphume amegcekeni aphakamisa amakhala njalo. Uzathi umona shone la kuphuzwa khona.
When they are finished at 1 o'clock and look for the place, they can immediately find the place where there is drink, as if it just follows in their nose.
Kodwa kade wafika lohlala khona. Maybe umuve kwenye section, waya kwenye section, la uhlala khona. La ufike khona, kuthule kuthecwa ka, abantu abazi ngawe. Noma uye enkonzweni, ophi iBhayibheli ifakwa ku plastic bangaliboni.
And those, they can come to any neighborhood and they'll know where to find it. But you as a child of God, do they know that you are a child of God? You go with your Bible, you even have it in a plastic.
Besuelekile bazalwane la sikhona kuzwakale kufika olunye uhlobo olunomlayezo oluthunyiweyo.
And then there where we are, that people know here is something different. Who is a messenger that has received a true message?
Hallelujah. Siyaqhubeka bazalwane sibona indaba yomlayezo.
We are continuing with the matter of the message.
Bazalwane, sometimes uma sihamba endleleni siyahlangana nezimpi.
And when we are in our walk, we meet up with battles.
Enekulezi impi ke bazalwane ake ngisho nakho kunye.
And in these battles, let me say this, brethren.
Ezinye zezimpi bazalwane ibangwa yithi.
Some of the battles we are in are caused by us.
Akusona nese izimpi evele ezwini kaNkuluNkulu.
And they are not battles that come from God's word.
Eniyabacasula abantu lento yokushumayela kwethu singayiphili into esishumayelayo.
And it upsets people if we preach and we don't live that which we preach.
Okubalulekile ukuthi siphile lento esishumayelayo phakathi kwalabo abantu esishumayela kubo.
It is important for us to live a life exactly as we preach among them.
Kukhona lo mbuzo.
There's a question that often arises.
Uma useyihlotsheni zakho nixoxa mhlambe nize nifike entsindisweni. Khona lo mbuzo owenza kubanda amathumbu.
Now when you are with your family and you speak and you come to the point of being saved, there's a matter that really upsets the stomach.
Nithini saxoxa nje ukhuluma ngentsindiso abese yakubuza ukuthi ukhonzaphi.
And then you speak about the matter of salvation and then they ask you, where do you go to church?
Mawuthi ke ngikhonza kuleli yabandla elinonzima abese thi kodwa nonzima usindisiwe naye.
And then you say, I go to the church where Reverend Zima is. And you say, oh, is Zima also saved?
Uyawuzwa lo mbuzo ukuthi ubandisa amathumbu. Usindisiwe naye. Sengathi kusele nje leli gama lokuthi usindisiwe naye enje.
And the question is that person saved? And just the word missing because of the way they live? That is something that really upsets the stomach.
Enake sibukeke bazalwane izinto ezimbalwa eziphazamisa umlayezo.
Now let's look at a few things that hinder the message.
Umlayezo wethu bazalwane kuyawuphazamisa ukungawukholwa.
If we do not believe in the message, it holds up that message.
Aningeke kusilekelele ukufuna indlela ezilulana sigweme umlayezo.
And it will not help to try and find easier way so that we can avoid the message.
Kufanele ukuthi mangishumayela izwi ngilikholwe izwi engilishumayeleyo.
When I preach the word, I need to believe the word that I preach.
Ngingazami ezinye izindlela.
Do not try other ways.
Okwesibili.
Secondly,
izinto eziphambanisa umlayezo.
That also hinder the message.
Ipride yethu engeke ngakhuluma ngayo eqaleni.
Our pride, which I spoke about earlier.
Befundisi ngithatha njengepride lento yokuthi uma sesifika emabandleni singayishumaye lento esithunyiweyo. Bese sithi abantu bazohamba. Ngoba enye into esilimazile sifuna ukugwalisa amabandla.
Brethren, this is the other thing, that when we come and we bring a message, we don't bring the message which we have been sent with. We give a message so that our churches can be filled.
Uma sizoma ezwini emlayezweni esiphathisiweyo, siukholwe akusho lutho, bayaphuma abaphumi, kodwa ngime emlayezweni.
If I will stand on the word, in the message in God's word, and I will bring that message, whether people stay, whether people go, I will stay on the message.
Hallelujah. Kunento ke ayishilo la uNkulunkulu ngesikhathi ebiza uMoses.
There is something that God said when he called Moses.
Ukuthi laba bantu bazoresponda njani kulento ayishumayelayo.
And saying, how will the people respond to that which he preaches?
Uthi yabona mawufika kuFaro akazukuyizwa lento.
He says, when you come to Pharaoh, he will not listen to you.
Umbuzo ngishintshe na uma ingezukuyizwa.
Must I change the question when he does not hear it?
No. Fanele mina ngime ezwini ngisho lokho uNkulunkulu akushilo kubantu.
No. We need to remain on the word and say that which God has said.
Ngalesikhathi uNkulunkulu ethuma uJoshua after eshonile uMoses.
When God sent Joshua after Moses had passed away.
Uthi kaphela le ndaba ingilo noma lelizwi lingasuke emlonyeni wakho ngamanyamazi lo mlayezo awuqhubeka unjalo.
Take heed, may this message not leave your lips. In other words, keep the message as it is.
Uthi uJesu maye bathuma abafundi bakhe.
Jesus said to his disciples when he sent them,
Incwadi kaMateyu chapter 10 verse 17 and 18.
Matthew chapter 10 verse 17 and 18.
Ake sifundeni bazalwane.
Shall we read it?
Matthew chapter 10 17 and 18.
Matthew 10 verse 17 and 18.
Okay. Kufundeka kanje bazalwane verse 17. Kepha xwayani abantu ngokuba baya kunikhaphela emiphakathini banishaye emasinagogeni abo niyakuyiswa nangaphambi kwababusi namakhosi ngenxa yami kube ngubufakazi kubo nakwabeziswa.
Beware of men, for they will deliver you over to courts and flog you in their synagogues, and you will be dragged before governors and kings for my sake.
Ngamanye amazwi bazalwane, kufanele lo shumayelayo othunyiweyo azi ukuthi lo mlayezo awuphathisiweyo awuzuhamba njengoba kucabanga yena.
In other words, we need to understand that this message that you will bring from the sender will not be according to the way that you think.
Jesus said that
the Bible says that Jesus came to his own and his own did not accept him.
Okwami kufanele ngiqiniseke ngako yiwo yini umlayezo lo ekufanele ngwedlulise na.
And I need to confirm, is this the message that I must pass on?
Uma ngwedlulisile ngawukholwa.
If I pass it on and I believe in it,
angidingi ukukhathazeka.
I do not need
noma siyavuka izimpendleleni kodwa mina umlayezo ngiwedlulisile.
Battles and will arise, but I have passed on the message.
Ake ngishona kokunye.
Let me say this.
Niyazi ukuthi befundisi.
Ministers, do you know
kona abanye bethu abasashumayeli ngenxa yamabandla abo.
There are those that do not preach anymore because of their congregation.
Ngoba abanye makwe washumayela iqiniso bakubizele committee.
If you speak the truth, they call you to a committee. And are you now listening to the committee? You're not preaching what you have been sent. I just take my Bible, go outside and preach on the road. Because I have determined not to change the message. Because the one who has sent me has confirmed what the people will do who I bring the message to. Shortly still, before we close, let us look at the tools that the messengers have. We heard what Jesus said to his disciples, where he said, you remain in Jerusalem. Remain in Jerusalem so that you will receive power. Brethren, that is why in our work, step by step, we need to go with the Holy Spirit. And that will help us, brethren, that our message always has life. Another thing, brethren, we need to remain in prayer. Now there is something that upsets me, and I say it often there where I stay.
Sinomthandazo daily, Monday to Friday, 6 a.m. to 7.
We have a prayer meeting every day, Monday to Friday, 6 to 7 a.m. And the one day I heard someone speak, and I realized that he's actually speaking to me, but he's not looking at me directly. Oh, and he said, do preachers get up early in the morning? Because we are renowned to be those who sleep in. People wake up, go to work, and we don't pray for them. Our members go to work early. We don't pray for them. All we do is preach at them. Oh, it is so nice when we meet when things are going, when they are hectic and I'm hectic with them. Because I have been sent to them. And another weapon is to stay in prayer.
Nabanda bagcwele amandla kamoya ongcwele. Uthi lalelani kodwa thina sizoqinisela enkonzeni yezwi kanye nasemthandazweni.
In Acts chapter 6 verse 4 where we read where the people do not see, they are not one, and where they say let us choose those seven so that we can be one and that people can look at us, and for them to remain in that work they need to stay in prayer. And another tool is to have patience. And where you have endurance in your ministry, and where we read about that prophet who would say that you are going to be sent to the people, but know this, they are stiff-necked. And we need to know this as messengers, that when we bring the message to those that we have been sent to, they will not always accept and it will not be sweet to them. I spoke about those who work. I don't want to show that I am saved because now people will be helped by me.
And
even though you don't use this way, there is a way that really is not attractive. We always want to talk and then follow with our life. But we must live and then talk. Now you are hired at work and you get to a place that you did not stay before. The time when you introduce yourself to your new neighbor. Where you start and you say, I am a believer, I am saved, I have been totally changed by the Lord. May you start with something else and end
with it.
May you start with your life. And then when you get the opportunity to testify, then he says, well, I could see it in your life. Another thing, we need to imitate Jesus and have a heart like him.
Ngoba abantu bazalwane bayamaza uJesu. Uma sikhuluma ngaye, balindele siphile njengaye.
Because people know the Lord Jesus, and if we speak about him, they expect us to live like him. There are those who have been saved by God, and yet they throw food away, and people go hungry. Did we ever find the Lord Jesus throw food away when people were hungry? And if it was so, he would have never said, now let us pick up all the scraps. Jesus had a feeling for people. Things that we need to do in our calling as those who are messengers. Now, this service of bringing, having compassion on others, there's a service that I do. There's a place where people wait, wanting a job. Now the Lord touched me that I went and bought food and went to them that were waiting there. I don't know them. They don't know me. I come there, I greet them. And I say, young men, young ladies, let's meet together here. And I give them that which I have. I give them all and they are satisfied. And after having given them this, now I say, hold on, before we
eat.
But before I pray, let me explain to you what happened for me to get here.
And
why do I do it? So that I can help those people. We meet each other later and they say, oh, Reverend, we remember how you came, how we were hungry.
And you helped us.
We who are sent, may we have a heart of Jesus.
And
if we refer to clothes, how many don't want to give anything?
There
are those with children 5, 6, 7 years old.
Avela kipu 1,500 atenga isitatulo sengane ezasigqoka only 2 months.
And take out 1,500 rand to buy a shoe which the child will wear for 2 months.
Asithathe emva kwaloko asifake ku bin.
After that, takes that shoe in the bin.
Unjani kodwa usindisiwe.
What are they like? They say they saved.
Elele icathulume bengayithatha.
They could take those shoes.
Anaka abantu abangenazo noma ithathe ayigcine endaweni ethile. Kodwa makuvela isidingo kukhona abantu abashelwe indlu nabashelwe impahla athathe lezi zinto ayise khona.
Instead of taking it, putting it aside, keeping it aside, so that maybe one day someone's house burns down, there are those in need, you can go and give them.
Yingakho bazalwane abantu bethu sebegcwele enkonzweni yamasulumane.
And that is why.
Niyakuzwa lokho bazalwane. Yingoba amasulumane uma ehlangene aphethe igrosa. Abantu babefikile nje bezokhonza uhambe phethe rice. Ahambe phethe 5 liter ka cooking oil. Uyothi umbona ngelinanga sebemthwesa isigqokwana. Uyothi umbona ngelinanga seqhoka umjiva usekhonza khona. Ngoba bakhuthele bayanikela abazalwane bayifaka kubhini ezaba impahla. Nokuhlo kusele kuyalahlwa.
And that is why you find that so many go to the Muslim religion. Why? They get there, they get food. Next thing you see them walk out with a packet of rice or 5 liter oil. Then they put a hat on their head. And then they go and they put the robe on them. And here we are as believers, we're throwing things away. I'm closing now, brethren. I would like to end with these words. As we have been sent, at the end of our life, this report will be there.
In Peter, 1 Peter chapter 5, umafunda from verse 2, okuya ku verse 4. Lithi iBhayibheli mayevela, umele usomkhulu wezivu. Thina siyonikeza impendulo, ngaloko esikwenzileyo, ukushumayela ivangeli.
In 1 Peter 5, verse 2 to 4, where we read that the one who comes at the end will come and give us, we will need to give account on the word that we have preached. We need to know the one who has sent us. And know who it is who has sent us. In the way, we are not afraid because we know who has sent us. And then we know the message that we have that we will present. Having confirmed about the message we have.
And then we will
have the service within us, where Jesus is in our hearts. And then you will give, not because you want to give, but because of the Lord Jesus in you who teaches you. Shall we pray?
Baba wethu osithandayo.
Our Father who loves us.
Baba egameni lika Jesu.
Our Father in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Baba siyabonga Nkosi.
Father, we thank thee.
Sibonga ithuba lokuba phambi kwakho.
We are thankful for this opportunity we had to be before you.
Baba wethu izwi lakho Nkosi esikhuluma ngalo sikhuthaza.
Our Father, it is your word which we speak about and encourage each other.
Baba, siyalithandazela Nkosi empilweni zethu.
Lord, we pray for it in our lives.
Lisebenzise Nkosi.
May you use it, Lord. And as we part, our Holy Father, may we do as you have instructed. It is true, Lord, there is much that we have heard. Help us, Lord, that everything that we have heard, that we would do it. We pray, our Holy Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.